energy deficit.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're continuing here in Psalms. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahuwah, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made Yahuwah, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You live in Him. Is He your habitation? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And of course, this was a scripture which Yahshua was tempted with to cast himself down, the angels were given charge. But you know, if you read this in context, this applies to all of us who are His, who have made Him our habitation, and much more so to the Son of God, the Messiah. And it continues, says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Chapter 91, verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And, you know, I take all of that. But in order to have all of these things that, you know, we just read about here in Psalm 91 and apply to us, we must. It is imperative that we live our life in a way that's pleasing to the Heavenly Father. And I'm not talking about legalism or the letter of the law. I'm talking about daily living our life by the leading of His Holy Spirit, doing those things which are pleasing to Him. not allowing compromise, and yes, examining our lives, examining everything we do and everything we say, not justifying by anything the things that we do or say, but looking into His law, His word, His statutes, and His judgments, and saying to ourselves, does this please Him? What does His word say about it? And then conforming our lives to His word because we love Him, because we want to live a life that's pleasing to Him, allowing His righteousness to be imputed to us. That's right, His righteousness. And it's His righteousness because of the shedding of His blood. And only by faith can we do this. Only by faith in the work that Messiah, that Yahshua, did for us by shedding His blood and having that blood applied to our account. Then we bring forth the works that are meet for repentance, as the scripture says, that are worthy of repentance. The works that display our repentance, the fact that we are His and we live our life in a way that's pleasing to Him. If we don't, then we can forget all of this. If we continue to compromise, if we use our liberty as an occasion for the flesh, we will have trouble. We're not going to be hid under the shadow of His wings. We're not going to be delivered by Him. He's going to allow us to suffer the consequences of our own disobedience to His law, His word, and His statutes. You want to continue eating unclean foods and ignoring His dietary laws? Well, be prepared to suffer the consequences in the flesh. Yes, you may be saved. You may move on to the resurrection when the last trump sounds, but you will suffer. All of us will suffer the ignorance of His law, His statutes, and His judgments in our flesh, especially if we are disobedient on purpose. Ignorance is one thing, but even in ignorance, we will suffer the consequences of our ignorance. Psalm 92, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And of course here it says name again, and I have to connect the dots here where it says name, and I look at the 3068 over there. It is good to give thanks unto Yahuwah and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And of course there, the O Most High, supreme. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon the instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Yahuwah, hast made me glad. Through thy work I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Yahuwah, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Yahuwah, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. So who are his enemies? All the workers of iniquity. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of Yahuwah shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that Yahuwah is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Psalm 93, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord, Yahuwah, my name again, is clothed with strength. wherewith he hath girded himself, the world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up. Yahuwah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, Yahuwah, forever. And I think there of a house, a household. I am of the house of, and you could name your father. I am the house of David, the house of. I am the house of Yahuwah, of the Lord. He adopted me into his family. I am of the house of the Creator. I have his blood. It covers me. I am redeemed. I am of his blood. I have his blood. So that makes me of his house. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house. So we should be holy. Psalm 94, Yahuwah, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Yahuwah, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Well, this is certainly applicable to the time that we live in. How long, it seems. They rule. They rule in the worlds of men and the affairs, and they oppress the poor, the needy, and the righteous at every turn. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? Yahuwah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Yes. I want that blessing. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou may give him rest for the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For Yahuwah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Yes, we have a lot of that going on today, don't we? The throne of iniquity, shall it have fellowship with him, which frameth mischief by a law? And what is mischief by a law? It's requiring people to break God's law in order to keep their law. That's mischief. That's the worst mischief by law. There's plenty of other mischief out there. Usurpations of power. Shall the throne of iniquity, and that's what we have ruling predominantly in the land today, and it's becoming more and more so every day. The throne of iniquity. The question is, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? And the answer would be absolutely not. Which frameth mischief by a law, they gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous to condemn the innocent blood. But Yahuwah is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, Yahuwah, our God, shall cut them off. As I always say, this life is short, and forever is a long, long time, and all of the wicked will be cut off. Those that enjoy the throne of iniquity and enrich themselves by passing laws and requiring others to pay money to their friends, passing laws that require men to break God's law, throw you in prison if you don't, frameth mischief by a law, they will be cut off. Their time will come. They're building their little kingdom of heaven here on earth, but it's a kingdom of cards, because it will all crumble when their mortality ends, because they have invested nothing in the kingdom, in the only kingdom that will last forever. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto Yahuwah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord, for Yahuwah, again the name, for Yahuwah is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he hath made it. And his hand hath formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahuwah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. O sing, Psalm 96, O sing unto Yahuwah a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto Yahuwah, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but Yahuwah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto Yahuwah the glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship, O worship the Lord in beauty, in the beauty of holiness. Fear him before him. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen, the Lord reigneth. Say among the heathen, Yahuwah reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahuwah, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. And his truth endures forever. His truth is our judgment daily. It's ever present. Psalm 97. The Lord, again the name, Yahuwah reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahuwah. At the presence of the Lord is the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, Yahuwah. For thou, Yahuwah, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love Yahuwah hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. A Psalm 98. And that's where we'll pick up when we get back from these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. I would like to hear from you if you're listening, if you're enjoying the broadcast, or you have any questions, comments, challenges, whatever you may have. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Look for the email link there. And, of course, watch the short video there and take advantage of the resources available there. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
I pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier by calling First Amendment Radio at 559-781-3773 or order on the web at firstamendmentradio.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're going to continue here in the Psalms for today. We're in Psalm 98 and verse 1, a psalm. O sing unto the Lord a new song, For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. And of course this would be somewhat prophetic psalm or messianic psalm. Of course we know who his right hand is, because he said to him, he said, sit here at my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. And so of course referring to the Messiah Yahshua. Said, the Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered, and of course it openly showed in the sight of the heathen, because the heathen were there. You had the Roman Empire who were there and put him on that crucifixion, and all of the heathen nations around about heard, and many people watched as he made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. And he kept his promise and brought forth the Messiah. So he remembered his truth. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. And that makes every one of us without excuse, as far as I'm concerned. If the Scripture declares that all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God, what excuse do you have? You know, I love these people who come up to you and go, what about the Aborigine? Or what about some guy in some tribe in some place who never heard? But you know what? That's what you call a red herring. It's not what about them. It's what about you. That's what it's about. If there's someone out there who hasn't heard, never, whatever, and all of these theoretical circumstances that people come up with to somehow get themselves off the hook, well, I leave that in the capable hands of our Almighty Creator, who judges righteously. The Heavenly Father will judge them righteously. To whom much is given, much is required. So the opposite is true. If you have been given little, then little will be required. Because someone can still be terribly evil and hateful of his brother, even if he's never heard. And that's what he'll be judged by, the things that he did. Whether he followed the law that he had. And the law is truth. And his truth is over all the earth. I think our Heavenly Father, I think Yahshua can judge that. And fortunately, I can tell people who bring up those kind of defenses or objections. They might call them objections, but I'll call them, you know, defenses, red herrings. That I don't have to make that judgment. It's not mine to make. It's not what about them. It's what about you. You have heard. It says, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto Yahuwah with the harp and the voice of the psalm, with trumpets and sounds of cornet. Make joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before Yahuwah, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. And of course, that goes to what we were talking about, equity. Everyone will be judged according to what they were given. From him who much was given, much will be required. What do you know? Come to me with that objection about what about the Aborigine? What about the tribesmen in the jungle that never heard of Jesus? You know, that's how the arguments go, like that. But it says, he shall judge the world with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. It is in his capable hands. It's not in mine. Don't come to me. You go to him and realize and then turn around and ask yourself, what do I know? What do I have that I will be judged by? Have I received much? Then I will be judged according to what I have received. Much will be required of you or of anyone who raises that kind of objection. Much will be required of them because apparently they know much. Psalm 99 and verse 1. Yahuwah reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Yahuwah is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God. And it really says, exalt ye Yahuwah our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. He is set apart. He is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon Yahuwah, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredest them, Yahuwah, our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them. Thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for Yahuwah our God is holy. And Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Yahuwah, he is God, and it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For Yahuwah, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's a well-known worship praise song, one that is sung in many congregations. And so we have reached Psalm 100 today. And I have decided to split up the Psalms into three parts here. And we're going to continue. Well, I guess I'll just finish out today, and wherever we end up, that's where we end up. And next time we'll move on to something else. Psalm 101, a psalm of David. I will sing of the mercy and judgment. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person who privily slandereth his neighbor. Him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I might cut off all the wicked doers from the city of Yahuwah. And I was wondering about who Henry said David was certainly the penman of this psalm, and it has in it the genuine spirit of a man after God's own heart. It is a solemn vow which he makes to God when he took upon him the charge of a family and of the kingdom. Whether it was penned when he entered in upon the government immediately after the death of Saul, as some think, or when he began to reign over all Israel and brought up the ark to the city of David, as others think, is not material. It is an excellent plan or model for the good government of a court, or the keeping of a virtue and piety, and by that means good order in it, but it is applicable to private families. It is the householder's psalm. It instructs all that are in any sphere of power, whether larger or narrower, to use their power so as to make it a terror to evildoers, but a praise to those that do well. Here is, one, the general scope of David's vow, and that psalm, the particulars of it, that he would detest and discountenance all manner of wickedness, and that he would favor and encourage such as were virtuous. Some think this may be fitly accommodated to Christ, the Son of David, who governs his church, the city of the Lord, by these rules, and who loves righteousness and hates wickedness. In singing this psalm, families, both governors and governed, should teach and admonish and engage themselves and one another to walk by the rule of it, that peace may be upon them and God's presence with them. Good words from our friend Henry. But as I read this Psalm 101, it really rings true to the words that Henry said about governing your family. He says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. And that is to apply wisdom to every aspect, every avenue, every way about our life, everything we do, to apply wisdom to it. And to apply wisdom to anything is to question everything, to search it out and apply His word to it, and then to walk in that perfect way. Unless we search things out, unless we take everything before our Heavenly Father. How many things do Christians do without taking it to prayer, or without studying God's Word and say, how do I apply this? How does God's Word apply to this? Should I do this or should I not? But we just walk blindly without wisdom. We close our eyes with fixed on an object, and we fall into snares to get that object. And the object may be good, but on the way to that object may be snares. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Yes, you know, we are impacted by wickedness. Whether we take part in it or not, we can see things that we wish we'd never seen. But it will not cleave to me. We will repent, even if we are ensnared. Even if we have a good object, but we're ensnared along the way in that good object by wicked men and the devices of wicked men. We will repent. It will not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. And yes, we all know wicked people. But what he's saying is, I will not have an intimate relationship with a wicked person. It's like what I read about there in Proverbs chapter 1, starting at verse 10 there, that we refrain our foot from their path. And if we fall into their path and we see the wickedness of it, and when we're convicted, we repent of that and we remove our foot from their path. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land. Well, I don't have that kind of power, but I can cut them off from the place that I have power, and that is my own household. I can cut off the influence of the wicked where I govern. And he's made all of you fathers out there. He's made you kings and priests in your own household. He's made you the head of your household. Don't be a wimp. Don't be afraid of what your family will think, or don't be afraid that they will not go along. You tell them that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And if you love Him, then you're going to obey me. And if you don't love Him, then perhaps a little house cleaning needs to be done. Now, I can't say, and I don't know what it is in your household or what the Heavenly Father will require of you to exercise the authority that He's given you in your household, but just be obedient to Him and trust Him for the outcome. Believe me, it will be the best outcome. When you are obedient to Him, it can never get better than when you are obedient to Him. Set up His government and His kingdom first in your own life. Examine your life with wisdom, as the psalmist says here. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will search His word, and I will rout out all of those things in my life that aren't pleasing to Him. And as I'm doing this, I will govern my household in a way that's pleasing to Him. But don't expect your family to follow you if you're not leading by example. Well, that's about all I have for today. You've been listening to Cross the Border, and we're going to continue next time in a different study, because we're cutting Psalms into three parts. So stay tuned and come back with me next time, and we'll see where the Spirit leads us. Be sure to visit my website, crosstheborder.org. Email me from there. Take advantage of the resources there. Make sure you watch that short video there. And when you email people, put a link in your emails to crosstheborder.org so that they can visit the site, so that they can tell them to watch this short video there. And take advantage of the Bible studies there, and take a good look around at the site. I'm going to leave you with some music for the rest of the hour. As always, in everything you say and in everything you do, bless His holy name. Hallelujah.
Why should the Father bother to call us His children? Why should the Spirit hear it when we pray? Why should the Father bother to be concerned with all our needs? It's all because of what the Son has done. Promise, we were doubters worse than Thomas.
love to be in your presence with the people. Let's stand and sing that. If you can clap your hands and be free tonight. Woo!